Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name's Keith Greer. I'm the local evangelist here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of the Word of God. You'll also find some information out there about us. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, we'll give you the regular worship period times and Bible study period times of the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you a need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. Last week, we began a study of an overview of the message of the Bible. Today, we want to continue that discussion by breaking down how the Bible is broken down by subject matter. As we begin to look at the Bible, we have to realize that there are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New. And these books are broken down into various subject matter. The first five books of the Bible have to do with books of law. Genesis is the beginning. It shows us the beginning of time and the beginning of the world and creation, and it is a book of God's promises. And then in the book of Exodus, we see the nation growing into the promise fulfillment that God made Abraham in Genesis 12, that he would give his descendants, he would make his descendants a great nation. That nation is being formed while they're in Egyptian bondage. In the book of Leviticus, we have a book that's dedicated to the priesthood under the old law of Moses and the work of the tabernacle and the requirements that the laws that the priest had to tend to as being God's servants. And then we have a book of Numbers. In the book of Numbers, there are a variety of different issues that are covered in that book, especially during the 40-year wandering. But also there's two censuses in the book of Numbers. The first one is in the early part of the book, and it numbers God's people as they come out of the land of Egypt. And then beginning in Numbers chapter 26, we have the second census that has to do with those in the second generation that outlived those who died in the first generation. The book of Numbers also tells us why the children of Israel wandered for 40 years in the wilderness after leaving Egypt was because of unbelief and disobedience. And then you have the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy means the second law. Now, it doesn't mean that it's a new law. It is a reviving of the same law to a new generation, the generation that grew in the wilderness. Moses reiterates the law that was given to those that came out of Egypt but died, and gives that law again to the second generation. Inside that first five books, we have something mentioned that is a place of worship for God's people in the period of the Mosaic period, and that was the tabernacle. And in Exodus chapter 25, 8 and 9, the scripture says, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you that is in the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it." God had a pattern, and he gave that pattern to Moses, and Moses gave it to the children of Israel, and they followed that pattern, and they built the tabernacle, the place of worship under the old Mosaic covenant. But I want you to see that God gave a pattern for a reason. That pattern was given that they would follow it and obey it. If God gives patterns, they are to be followed extremely according to that pattern. They are not to be deviated from. And when they're not deviated from, then they will meet the requirement and do what God had a desire for them to do when he gave the pattern. Now, after the first five books of the Bible, that leads us to the next 12 books, which are the books of history. The book of Joshua has to do with conquering the land. But within that book, there's a very important promise in Joshua chapter 21, 43 through 45. And that promise stated by God is that all the land that God had promised to give Israel was fulfilled in the taking of the land of Canaan in the period of conquest. There is no more land to be distributed. So many of the false premises based on the premillennial theory that there's land that Israel is still old is simply false. All of that land was given, and God had fulfilled that command. And Joshua chapter 21, 43 through 45 teaches that. That's followed by a period of the judges that began with Othniel and goes through Samuel. We read in Judges 2 and verse 10, there arose a generation that did not know God. And because of their failure to acknowledge God and failure to keep God's commandments and to disobey his laws, God would send oppressors in that would subdue them for a period of time in a number of years. And they would cry to God for deliverance. And they would cry to God for help. And God, because of his infinite love for them, would send them in a deliverer in the form of a judge. And there are 15 of those judges during this 350-year period. And they are faithful as long as the judge lives. And then when he dies, they go back to their ungodly ways. It's a very turbulent period of Israel's history. That is followed by the book of Ruth. Ruth is a story of love and devotion that talks about a woman that was a Moabite that converted to the Jewish faith because of the love of her mother-in-law. And then following that, she will end up being in the genealogy of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 1. And so you have the 12 books of history. They begin with Joshua and they end with Ruth. And these books have to do with the history of God's people under the Old Testament. Now, that leads us to the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is covered in the books of history, and that United Kingdom had three kings, Saul, David, and Solomon. Saul is the first king in 1 Samuel 15. David is the second that follows in Saul's footsteps, and then his son Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7 through 10. This period is sometimes referred to as the United Kingdom because the kingdom, the nation is together. And so that period of time would last for 120 years. That was followed by the divided kingdom that began with Jeroboam and Rehoboam. 10 tribes made up the northern kingdom, Israel, and 2 tribes made up the southern kingdom, Judah. And the kingdom divided because of Solomon's disobedience. And the period of the northern kingdom would last about 205 years until she became so wicked and had all of her kings were wicked because they didn't follow God's law, that God would destroy them in Assyrian captivity in 722 BC. 135 years later, the southern kingdom, Judah, would have the same follow the same destination of being unfaithful and being disobedient, and God would destroy them by putting them in Babylonian captivity. There was a difference, though. In the Babylonian captivity, the prophet Jeremiah foretold that their bondage would only be for 70 years, and then they would be allowed to go back out, go back to their home, and they would be able to rebuild the city and the temple that was destroyed by Babylon. Well, after 70 years, they returned from Babylon. That is covered by books like Ezra and Nehemiah and Haggai. Zerubbabel helped rebuild the temple. Ezra found the book of law and taught it again to the people in Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah rebuilt the walls and the gates of the city to give them protection while they rebuilt the city in the book of Nehemiah. And Esther, in the book that is named after her, is a woman that rises to be queen in Persia, and by her heroic effort, she saves God's people from extinction in Esther chapter 4, verse 13 through 17. That would end the books of history. That's followed by books of wisdom and poetry. The wisdom and poetry books are the basic human needs of men. Job talks about human suffering and being faithful to God even in adversity. The Psalms, an expression of words and praise they often use in their praise of singing to God, and there are 150 of them. And then you have the book of Proverbs, a book of practical wisdom that was written by Solomon. And that's followed by the book of Ecclesiastes, which is trying to find the meaning of life, the purpose of life. And that indeed is an interesting book, and it answers the questions of life and why are we here and what are we to do while we're here. The book of Ecclesiastes tends to try to answer that question. And then you have the Song of Solomon. It's the value of steadfast love. It's a poem showing the love that is to exist in the husband and wife relationship. And it's a very beautiful set of poetry. Now, after the books of wisdom and poetry, that is followed by books of prophecy. The books of prophecy are usually broken down into two major groups. Not because one is more important than the other, it's just done that way in order that we might understand how they were broken down. The first five books of the prophets were called major prophets. And they were major prophets because they were usually longer than the other books that will be referred to as the minor prophets. The major prophets were Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, which was also written by Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Isaiah is often called the messianic prophet. Jeremiah is the weeping prophet because of his tender heart. He also wrote the book of Lamentations about his great distress about the destruction of Jerusalem. Ezekiel and Daniel are prophets that are directed to God's people in order to get them to repent or face the wrath of God. Daniel, in particular, talks about the four world empires that would follow the Babylonian Empire, which he does in prophecy, and is a very important book that leads us to the book of Revelation. And it is a book that's written in signs and symbols, much like that book, and likewise is the book of Ezekiel. Now, the five major books are followed by 12 other books called the minor prophets, Hosea and Joel and Amos and Obadiah, Jonah and Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. These are the minor prophets. Now, the minor prophets had different occupations and were chosen for different reasons. But their message was basically the same, but under different circumstances. They were sent to get the nation to repent or to face the wrath of God. And even though those messages are different, that underlying theme is true in all of the books. They are to repent of their ungodliness, of their disobedience, or they're going to face the wrath of God. And each of these 12 men wrote in, they had different occupations, they wrote for different reasons, but all of them were trying to encourage the people of God to repent and turn back to God before it was everlastingly too late. Next week, we will look at a little bit more detail of the major prophets and give you some of the work in which they did in the books that were written during the time of the books of prophecy. I want to thank you for listening today. We hope you're paying attention. We're breaking down the Bible and giving you an overall view of what the message of the Bible is so we can